What is something you are most proud of and why?
Something that I'm most proud of is basketball. Why? Because basketball has helped me in my everyday life. Basketball makes me work harder in school and get the grades that I have right now. Basketball teaches me about discipline and how to work hard on everything, and I will carry that with me all my life. Basketball has really helped me with discipline, because before I went to basketball, I didn't really have that much discipline. The coaches helped me a lot. I got that really good push by the coaches, and it really helped me. And now I know that if you fail, you can just bounce back up and do it better again. You keep practicing and practicing, and you're going to be successful. And last but not least, I love to play basketball. And when I made it on the team, I was very happy because I am able to do what I love. Basketball is really something that I've been trying to do all my life. I started playing it when I was maybe 7 years old. And that is something that I've loved to do. And I am just so happy that I can be able to play in high school. And yeah, I'm very happy and honored that I can play in my high school and support all my basketball team and be able to have fun in my basketball years while doing basketball.
Have you received any injuries playing basketball?
Well, sadly, I have. I have many, many injuries.
What are some of the injuries that you've received?
Some of the injuries that I have received are that I pulled my quad muscles 2 times. I have broken my thumb. I have torn part of my plantar fasciitis in my foot. And I also have nonossifier fibroma, which is a cyst in your foot.
Do you have any illness that makes it difficult to play to this day?
Well, plantar fasciitis really makes it difficult for me because it's just the pain and trying to go hard, trying to go 100%, but you know that you can only go 50 to 60% because of your foot. And the pain is really horrible, and you know, sometimes you want to quit, but you know that you can't. And just an injury like that can end someone's career, and it really takes you out a long time. And the pain is something that you wouldn't imagine, and it's something that I've played through for the past 4 months, and I've been teaching myself how to play with it. Just doing my exercises, doing everything I have to do to make sure I am able to go on the court, play with all my heart, and play with all the energy I have, and give 110%.
Is there a story you would like to tell about your experience in basketball?
Well, this story is quite funny because it's also a lesson to kids that are small. I'm not small, but there's bigger kids than me in other schools. About a month ago, I had a game, and it was versus a really, really good team. And they had a freshman, which is the ninth graders, 13 years old, from India. He was 6'5", and he was 13 years old. And I am 15 years old, 5'11". And we were warming up for the game, and we see him walk in the gym and say, "Is he going to play against us?" Because he's very tall. The coach puts me in the game, and my teammate's shooting a free throw. There's 2 seconds in the half. And I'm just thinking to myself, miss it. But he's my own teammate. But I just want him to miss it because I want to get that rebound, and I want to give it to a shooter. Maybe we'll be down by less. So I get ready I go next to him, but it was very hard to go next to him because he smelled really horrible. But I just didn't breathe it in, and I got next to him. We both were just looking at each other, and my teammate shoots it. It goes in and out, and I jump really high. He jumps. He doesn't even have to jump. Even if I jump, he's still taller than me. And I go in. I get the ball. He goes through it. I just muscle it out, give it to the open guy, and he makes a three. And we're down by a little bit less. And, of course, all the basketball team is going crazy. And I still remember the look on the other team's face. They were surprised because he never does that. He never misses a rebound. That's what they got him to do. And the only reason they get a dude that's really that tall is for rebounds. And it's just something that I've kept with me is that even if you're small, you could be better than all these tall people. And if you give it 110%, you're going to be better than that person. And that's what I did that day. And sadly, we lost because they were really good. But now they got respect for us because they know that we hustle for every single thing. And that's what I want all these kids to do, is to hustle and never give up. And that's a brief story of something that's happened, and I just wanted to share that.
So would you say a 6-foot person can be a 7-foot person in a game?
Oh, definitely. I have an example, like in the NBA, there's a point guard. He's probably the shortest point guard right now, and he's 5'11". He was the last pick in the draft, which teams pick the players from college. He was the last pick because of his height. Right now, he's one of the best basketball players in the world. He goes through 7 feet, people. He lays it up, and he just has his way of creating space. But he's always said that because of his height, he never stops trying. And he puts in the work. That's why he defeats these 7 feet tall people. Because he works harder than them. And that's what a person needs to do. Work harder than their opponent. And it doesn't matter their size, their age. It doesn't matter. At least you have to work hard. And that's what's going to win you the game. And that's what he always does. And Isaiah Thomas is one of the best players. And because he knows what he's going to get into, and he still does it. He doesn't have any doubts. He keeps doing it. He hustles and he hustles, and that's what made him one of the best basketball players right now.
Who is the most important person in your life?
There are two people that are very important to me in my life. They are my mom and my grandfather.
Can you tell me about them and how it affects you playing basketball?
My mom and my grandfather have always been there for me. My grandfather is my biggest fan. My mom supports me, and like all mothers, she always worries for me. And she always tells me before practice or before a game to be careful and to watch how I run. She always worries, and she doesn't like me playing basketball because she sees all these injuries, but she still wants me to be happy and successful, so she lets me play. My grandfather, he's really one of my biggest fans. My grandfather goes to all my practices and all my games, and my grandfather just wants me to be happy and successful. My mom, being a single parent, it's hard for her to come support me because she's a teacher and she never has that much time, but she still makes time to support me and to also be my biggest fan and help me in any way I can, any way she can, And, you know, my mom is, I love her so much, and she does so much for me, paying my school so I can have a great education. I go to a really good school that offers me college preparatory school education, and also a very good basketball program that is not cheap. So my mom helps me a lot, and she, without her, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. And I always thank her because she's done so much for me. Being a single parent, it's very hard, but she manages to do it, and I love her so much, and she's still going to do everything she can to make me feel happy.
What do you want to be when you grow up, and why?
Whew, this is a very hard question. I have had maybe thousands of ideas of what I want to be when I grow up, and I've wanted to be a firefighter when I was a little kid. I don't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. But now I have a little bit more of understanding what I want to be when I grow up. When I grow up, I want to do something that involves sports. I have been thinking of being a general manager, which is someone who is in charge of moving players around, and that person is also in charge of money. That person would have to take a course in economics, in money, and how to just make sure that you have a good budget. And that's what I would have to take in college. And I'm a sophomore right now, and I'm just thinking of colleges right now that are going to have the courses that I need to pursue what I want to do. I also may want to be a teacher and a coach. And one thing that I've been talking to teachers about is that I want to help people. Most importantly, I want to help kids that don't have some things that I have. I want to put kids in the right path. I want to help them, and if they want to be helped, I want to help them, and that's all I really want. I want to help people, and that's what I love to do. I love helping elderly people, young kids, and I want to help people, and I want to do something good for the world, and that's something I would love to do. But let's see what happens. But I really want to do something that people will look back to and say, oh, this person did something to change something in the world. I want to change people's lives, and that's what I want to focus on. And if it's kids or elderly people, I want to be doing something of sports, but I also want to be helping people. So if I can do both of those things, I would have to say when I am old that my life was a success. So that's what I want to do.
What has been one of the happiest moments in your life?
One of the happiest moments in my life is recent. My mom took me to a Clipper game, and I am a huge Clipper fan. I'm sorry to all those Laker fans, but I love the Clippers. I saw all the basketball players that I have on my wall. I have so many things on my wall, and I just love the Clippers. I watch every single game, and I'm just one of the biggest fans. I also got a Blake Griffin jersey that was really cool for me because Blake Griffin's one of the best basketball players, in my opinion, and I do so many things that he does on the court, I do. I try to replicate it, but put my own spice to it. And I around my games all because of his game. I started playing basketball because of him. When he came into the league, I saw what he was doing. I wanted to do that. So I'm one of his biggest fans. And I also I didn't win it, but I jumped and I got a shirt during a timeout. They used the cannons and they were throwing shirts out, and I caught one. And I was very happy I caught one, and yeah, my mom was on the Tron up there during the game, and my mom was happy. So yeah, I really had so much fun during the game, and I hope I can go again.
What has been one of the saddest moments in your life?
One of the saddest moments was last spring. It was maybe March, April, and it wasn't basketball season. It was just training. It was for a special tournament. And I was practicing, and I did a move that, I don't know what happened, but my leg just gave out. And that's when I found out that I tore a little bit of my plantar fasciitis, and I couldn't play basketball for 2 to 4 months. And that was really hard on me because I love playing basketball, and I couldn't work out, and I couldn't run, or I couldn't do anything that, because I was doing, like, losing weight at that time and doing healthy lifestyle, and I kept on eating healthy, but it's very hard when you can't work out or do the things that you could have done. And it was very hard, and I also had to go to physical therapy for another 2 to 4 months, and I couldn't work out, so it was really, really hard for me. I couldn't put weight on my foot, so it was very hard, but I managed to do it, and now I'm on the court.
How is going through physical therapy hard?
Well, it's very hard because while you're doing physical therapy, you're also thinking to yourself, am I going to be able to do the sport again? My physical therapist was very helpful. I'm very thankful that I got a really good physical therapist because he knew sometimes I just wanted to give up. Sometimes I didn't do my workouts. That was my mistake. My mom would get mad at me because I didn't do them. But I just, something went on in my head, and I knew I had to start doing them, so I did them, and I got better, and I still have some pain, and I have to start doing my workouts again, and I'm gonna, you know, physical therapy is something that is there for you to take the help, because these physical therapists give you these instruction how to do workouts, but they can't do it for you, and you're in so much pain, you don't want to do it, but you know you have to do it. And I did it, and it was, you know, I'm really thankful that I had the opportunity to do physical therapy, because now my foot is, you know, it's not in that much pain. So I'm very thankful for the physical therapist that I can now play basketball without that much pain on my foot.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you would want to pass on to them?
I would just like to tell my great-great-grandchildren to never give up and to always try new things and to adventure in life, not just to try to become the best student they can be, but also try to be an athlete, try to be a leader, try to do so many other things that you can do, and just be happy and have a happy life and do things that you want to do, not what your parents want to do, but what you want to do. And that's what really matters, is what you want to do, what you want to become. And I just want my great-great-grandchildren to be successful in life and do things that I want them to be well known. I want them maybe to become famous, be someone that will be heard and be leaders. And I hope that my message goes out to them, because I just want my great-great-grandchildren to be the best children and the best teenager they can be, and then the best adult. If it's a boy, I want him to be the best father he can be. If it's a girl, I want her to be the best mother she can be. So, thank you for having me, Gali. And I am very happy that I was able to share what I have to say. And thank you.
Thank you for coming.